From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting the Xinhua News Agency. That reports that 15 people are confirmed dead in a landslide in southwestern China. About 3,000 workers with life detection instruments are searching for survivors. More than 110 people remain missing after they were buried by a landslide that engulfed 62 homes and a hotel in the mountain village of Xinmo. Britain's parliament was investigating a sustained and determined cyber attack on its user email account Saturday. Parliamentary officials said the attack seemed designed to identify weak email passwords. And as a precaution, remote email access for MPs has been disabled. It's not immediately clear how many people were affected or what extent the damage was. The National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency are investigating. The incident followed reports in the past few days in British media that hackers were selling MP passwords online. Liam Fox, Britain's International Trade Secretary, told ITV News that the attack was a warning to everyone that they needed more security and better passwords, that you shouldn't leave your door open at night. The Israeli Air Force launched a strike in Syria after several projectiles were fired out of the war-torn country into the Golan Heights on Saturday. The air raid targeted two Syrian regime tanks in the northern part of the Golan Heights. The military said no one was injured in the incident, but asked civilians to avoid the area surrounding the border with Syria. Both Israel and Syria are still technically at war. This is VOA News.